The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, we talk about hunting, and we talk about the great outdoors. Firearms, a little politics, and things facing us as sportsmen in the field, and, you know, regulations, rules, and all that good stuff. Robin's not here. Sparky's catching up on her rest a little bit today. She's had a long week. Been doing a lot of gamma stuff, so that's a good thing that she's catching up on her rest. So she might join us later, I'm not sure. Guess who else ain't here? And that would be Chris, our regular producer, Chris Klaproth. But the show is in the very capable hands of Vern Anderson, and we'll say good morning to Vern. How you doing, buddy? Good. Glad to hear that. He is here to screen your calls. And you've been briefed on the fishing tackle contest, right, Vern? I figured you would. Chris is very, very, very thorough. So we will be giving away at the end of August, we'll be giving away a striped bass, rockfish, fishing tackle package from Tim Sherman. And if you've ever looked on on his Facebook page, he's created some pretty cool-looking lures, and he's gotten to be pretty good with the airbrush, so he custom paints each one. And if you win the package, you will be winning a one-of-a-kind, not a mass-produced series of lures. This is the love of Tim's life. And yesterday, I believe it was his last day of real job working. So, you know, he's now retired officially. And I think, I don't know if he's going to join us today or not. He's welcome to if he's listening. And maybe, you know, maybe later for Robin and not for Chris. But we're all here. So the way you get in the fishing lure contest to win a fishing tackle package is to give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And Vern will take your first name or your first and last name and your phone number at the end of August, this coming month, starting tomorrow. At the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month, we'll take all the names, we'll assign all the names a number. Robin will put them in a random number generator in her phone, and somebody's number will pop up. We'll correspond that to your name, and that will be the person that wins the fishing tackle package. So it's fun. The only other requirement is call, leave your name and number. You got to go on the air with me. You just got to call and say, hey, I want to go in the contest, or you have a question or comment, or, you know, high praise for the show. We'll accept anything. You know, we do fish for compliments here quite a bit. Not really. So Vern is prepared. Phone number is 410-922-6680. And you can use that to talk about anything you want to talk about. Be more than glad to talk about any subject regarding the outdoors. So, hunting licenses went on sale a couple weeks ago. The Bear lottery application process is online. And 900 permits this year. We've got an article coming up in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which may be online this weekend, and it may be, and it will be on the street as of next Tuesday. So there we go. Who's sending me a text? Okay. Vern, apparently Sparky is conscious, and she says she is hard-pressed to hear you make any comments on the air.
Okay, I will not use the talkback. I'll use the mic.
There you go. That'll work. Now she can hear you when she's, you know, when she's on mic, but she can't hear you when she's not. So, and you know, nothing wrong with our listeners hearing what you and I talk about most of the time. goodness gravy. All right. So let's talk about the hunting licenses, the bear lottery permit application program is online. Fellow and I discussed this yesterday about how many people actually apply for the bear permits that have no intention of going hunting. Their belief is, you know, you apply for the permit, you get a bear permit, you're going to save a bear. And apparently it's pretty widespread, pretty widespread. So I've not checked that actual participation rate with our friends at DNR, and that's a question I'm going to have to ask. How many people do, you know, apply for duck blind licenses or apply for bear permits or things like that that are, you know, actually totally and 100% against hunting? I'm sure it's some percentage. So we'll try to track that number down, and you folks keep me on base on that. You know, if I forget in a couple of weeks, just tell me, hey, you were going to check on that. So, you know, so it's really not fair to take those permits out of the hands of people that really want to participate in the bear hunt. It's just not fair, not ethical, but, you know, people being people and given their belief system can't let others alone to pursue their own interest. So they feel that they have to, you know, rig the system somehow. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And what else happened this week? Let's see. Went to press. Got a press schedule. Talked to some folks. Talked to some crab people. Crab prices are still high. The availability of crabs is still low. So prices are going to remain high. Demand exceeds supply in this case. So it is what it is. Bow seasons open September 10th, so the archery shops are busy, you know, tuning bows, selling bows, getting arrows cut, installing accessories and things like that. So we do know that's going on. So there we go. Okay. Barring any phone call at this moment, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, I was at Clyde Sports Shop yesterday, okay? And I talked to Mr. Clyde, who was in the little side room there, and he was sorting bloodworms. And this is kind of an interesting topic. We talked about where bloodworms come from. Most of them are hand-picked off the coast of Maine. And the same people that are laborers in the bloodworm market who, you know, pick for the larger suppliers are also the people that pick blueberries. Now, I'm sure they wash their hands before they go pick blueberries after they pick bloodworms. I'm just saying. But whoever pays more, you know, at that particular time of year gets more workers. So bloodworms are not in abundant supply. So what Mr. Clyde does is he does not buy the regular bloodworms. He buys jumbo bloodworms. And I was watching him, you know, put them in the little cups there, and I said, boy, those are really nice bloodworms. He said, yep, these are called jumbos. The little ones that you get in the regular, you know, I don't know, convenience stores and stuff like that, he said they're very, very small. These jumbos are equivalent to a dozen and a half of run-of-the-mill bloodworms. So we sell a half dozen for the same price as a regular, normal, run-of-the-mill bloodworm dozen. We sell a half dozen of the jumbos for the price. So I've said all that to say this. Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for rods and reels, rod repair, wind a new line on your reels, and live bait that gets the utmost care. Live bait, including bloodworms and minnows, but minnows are also in short supply because of the heat. They can't survive transporting the trucks to get to the stores, and they will, being already stressed when they go in the tanks, they lose a high percentage of them. When they come to you, you're going to lose a high percentage of them as well. So minnows across the board are in short supply in all this heat. So good information from Clyde's. That's the kind of stuff we like to hear, and we love having them as a sponsor. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. And I do believe that's probably the longest commercial I've ever done for anybody. So you put it off long enough now. It's summertime. Okay, the heat's going to start to wane here a little bit, and the crab prices are going to start going down. So you're going to get together with your family in your backyard, and you're going to go to Backyard Billy's first. And you're going to check out the giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs for your backyard, those Adirondack chairs for your deck or your porch. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds at Backyard Billy's Backyard, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, grill smokers by Kamado Joe. Really nice. Check that out. And the Big Green Egg. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings for those backyard, you know, little fire gatherings, and freestanding deck umbrellas as well. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. That's Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. And that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now wrestle Yellow Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup.
There we go. Let's get that party atmosphere going right now. Let's talk to Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Good. What's on your mind?
The fishing season restart and the size limit.
Yes, it restarts tomorrow, August 1st, and the size limit is 19 inches.
And one or two?
Two.
Two. I love it. All right.
Yep.
That work?
Yeah, sure does. Yep. So, you going out tomorrow?
Yes, for sure.
Yes, for sure. Well, good luck to you.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's see, Walter in Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Robin.
Nope, Robin ain't here.
Oh, okay. I thought she was there.
Nope,
okay,
she's...
Go ahead.
No, she's getting a little rest this morning. She might join us later.
All right. I just thought I'd give you a call, heads up, talk to you. I haven't talked to you for a while for the summer. I've been riding out the heat.
Yeah.
Heading up to the farm, going to check out the stands, cut the trails in and shooting lanes.
Good.
It's a good day. Low humidity, mid-80s.
Yep. Wear your tick protection.
Yeah, I got the spray and long pants, long sleeves on. So.
That's what you got to do, man. That's what you got to do. It's nasty. Yep, nasty bug season.
Yeah, I'm meeting my son-in-law, and we're taking up the two grandsons. Going to probably modify a ground blind be able to set a second one in a little bit this year just to take a look at what's going on. They're 9 and 12, so just
got it.
Going to get them to understand that there's work involved in hunting. It's just not going out and playing.
That's good to instill that early, that's for sure. Instill that early. Get them in there and get them in the blind and tell them where the deer come from and, you know, show them the ropes, and that's the way to do it. Absolutely. So
yeah, learn how to sit, not fidget and things like that, you know, just
yep. Learn how to turn your head, you know. That's the main thing. Turn your eyes first and then follow slowly with your head. If you have to look left or right, up or down, you know, no jerky motions. Don't talk with your hands. I relearned that lesson again this year in the turkey woods. So after all these years, you know, I'm talking to my buddy and he says, "Quit talking with your hands." I'm like, "Okay." You never know what's watching you, so
yeah
it was pretty good.
And it could be a buddy.
yeah, exactly. Could be somebody else, that's for sure. So, all right, man. Well, thanks for the call. Right. Good luck up there today. And
thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care. Thanks for the call.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, a lot of folks have been waiting. Ooh, I'm getting a lot of feedback, Vern. A lot of folks have been waiting out the heat to go do their maintenance in their deer woods and check their stands and, you know, that type of thing, and plant some trail cameras and that kind of thing to get ready for the upcoming deer season, that's for sure. And others have been out, you know, they pick their days, pick their evening hours, pick their morning hours. They go out and, you know, check their cards, their in their trail cameras, or, you know, have the newest thing in trail cameras is, of course, to have the image sent directly to your phone. You know, you put an antenna, you put a Wi-Fi antenna on your trail camera, and it sends a signal to your phone, and you see live time what's happening in front of your trail camera out in the woods. So there's a lot of consideration on trail cameras for some of the record-keeping companies, whether they should, you know, whether they should say, okay, if your trophy buck was taken on trail camera, you may not, you know, these are things under consideration. Nothing's hard and fast right now. You know, it gives you an unfair advantage that animal is at your stand. And, you know, is it really fair chase? you know, to see this animal on your trail cameras and get out there and get after them that same day. Well, is it fair chase or not? I don't know. You know, I mean, if you're hunting over bait and your objective is to kill the biggest buck on the property, you know, and it's done ethically and legally and in season and so forth, what role does that trail camera play? What role does that that bait or that attractant play in the taking of that animal? A lot of things to consider. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Let's see. One. Size limit is 19 inches, one fish. I apologize. Been corrected by Captain Dawn. During a chartered fishing trip, the captain or mate would not be permitted to land or possess striped bass for personal consumption. Thank you, Captain. I mean, Assistant Chief. I appreciate that. Looks like you had a good day off the coast of Newport, Rhode Island yesterday. Giant bluefish, black sea bass, porgy, fluke, mackerel, and sea robin. Wow. I bet those bluefish were exciting. Those are cooler fillers. Strip off those fillets and cut them up and either deep fry them in a good batter or, you know, put them on, soak them a little bit in teriyaki sauce, not very long, and throw them on the grill. See how that works out. The size limit, 19 inches, one fish per day. I don't know what I was thinking. I haven't been in a while, so I don't pay as much attention as I should. Apologies to our listeners. Apologies to Gary from Dundalk for giving him the wrong information. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And it's early in the morning, and anybody can make a mistake. Right, Vern? Vern is screening a call, apparently. So, goodness, what do you folks want to talk about? You're running the show this morning. Robin's not here to bounce anything off of, so I need our listeners to keep us company, that's for sure. 410-922-6680. Great article coming up on epizootic hemorrhagic disease, EHD, coming up in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly in the next day or two. Tuesday we'll pick them up at the printers. Hopefully they'll be online today at today or tomorrow at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you can read all about it. Great cover, great information. By the way, Bucks, Bears, Stags event at the Maryland Bowhunter Society, that was at Kurtz's Beach last Saturday. We had five members of the team there. We measured 10 deer. Six of them made the book. And if you visit Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page and scroll back through, you can see they were all deadheads. They were all found deer. And that category is growing exponentially for the next record book, some giant deer out there. And how does that relate to what I just said earlier about EHD? Some of these deer may have been shot and escaped, but I would suggest that the majority of them were found dead as victims of EHD. EHD is a disease that comes from a little biting midge, a no-see-em, a gnat, so to speak. These are about one-tenth the size of a mosquito, but they act the same. They land on the host, they land on the deer, they bite the deer. They inject the disease, EHD. It's a very, very devastating disease that can kill a deer within, you know, 8 to 36 hours. That's how fast it spreads. It's a high fever that the deer get, and, you know, it affects their thinking. It affects their internal organs, and hemorrhagic disease means that their blood, you know, in their organs starts to hemorrhage. They tend to go to water to get relief from the high heat, and that's why you'll find a lot of deer in affected area near water, near streams, along stream edges, around ponds, in ponds, and that type of thing. There are about six different strains of this disease. We have several here that have been discovered in Maryland, and the article goes into great depth on that. So we've had outbreaks here across the years, and there you go. All right. No callers on the line, Vern?
Not right now.
No, not right now. How about that? Well, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. Talked to Len Marsh yesterday. 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Carries Matthews bows, including the new V3, Mission, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt as well. Mission crossbows, Raven, 10-point crossbows. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly. And if you ask and want to take the time, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the 20-yard indoor range. They help me a lot on that type of thing. Your things like your grip, your stance, your, you know, your anchor point. They'll take care of all that and watch you and advise you on that. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and about Macrotech Archery Pro Shop's reputation for excellent. He's done work for me on my crossbow, recabled and restrung it, and some compound bows that I've had. And the bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch too. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech or you own your crossbow from Macrotech, buy your crossbow at Macrotech, and it breaks, Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours. Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a single day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit macrotecharchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number, 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
Pleasant weather today. Rain, even rumbles of thunder as we head through the second half of our weekend. Mix of clouds and sunshine for us today. A little cooler than we were yesterday. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were up around the 90-degree mark. This afternoon, highs low to mid-80s. Clouds in tonight, showers overnight, upper 60s. Scattered showers and storms expected tomorrow with high Sunday afternoon right around at just over 80 degrees. Sunny and warmer early next week, mid-80s, Monday, Tuesday. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade, whether it's hot.
I always liked that when we were fishing on the bank and, you know, some kids would come along and start skipping stones over our line. That was very, pleasing to me as a younger man, and that they would choose that spot to do that. Mighty fine for skipping stones right over my line, or paddling your kayak over my line. That was always a favorite one too. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing well, buddy.
Yes, man.
Yep. How you doing? You feeling pretty good these days?
Yeah, sometimes pretty good.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. The weather's cooling off. You going to be able to get out there a little more?
Yeah, I might. I'm not sure. Just got things to go.
Yeah, I see how it goes. That's right. Well, you got to be enjoying the cooler weather a little bit rather than all that massive heat we've had. So,
yeah.
Yep. So have you got a chance to get out fishing yet?
No.
No, I got it. So. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hunting season's right around the corner, you know.
Yep.
So
hard to believe it's summer's here.
That's right. Yep. Interesting.
Yeah, see, that's like every time you get up and thinking back, you called you last Saturday. It seemed like Saturday again.
Right, I know. It's crazy. This year's flying by. I thought last year dragged, you know, because you were confined, and now this year's just flying by like wild. So I can't believe it's August already.
Yeah, well,
so
you take care and on.
You do the same, buddy. I will do that. Well, I don't know if she fell back asleep or she's still listening, but I will tell her that that you checked in and said hello, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Paul, Middle River. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. All right, doing all right. I was just wondering if Maryland has any kind of a catch-and-release program for fox.
For fox?
Yeah. My place of business is inside a bunch of woods in Essex, Maryland.
I got it.
And there's a whole passel of fox there I'd like to see moved away because they're supposed to be tearing the woods down to build houses, of course. And, I do it myself because I'm on my way down the farm now, but once I get down there, the farmers all treat the fox as, bandits, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see them go to be able to go to a nice home or something like that.
Well, here's the issue with foxes in Maryland. They are a rabies vector species.
Okay.
So once they're trapped, they must be destroyed.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, there's no reason for DNR to relocate foxes in Maryland.
Okay,
they are, as you know, they're everywhere. And to move them to someone else's area creates a potential for the spread of rabies.
Okay.
So
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, there are several vector species in Maryland, foxes being one of them. That, you know, if you say, oh, look, I've got foxes on my property and they're a lot of trouble and I want to get rid of them, you'll have to call a commercial operator or a private trapper to come and trap them. They're not going to trap them in the summertime because, you know, the hides are not going to be worth anything unless you hire a problem wildlife guy. And I think there's a number of those on the DNR website, the operators, you know.
We've got a guy that traps beaver down.
Yeah,
in the ditches.
Exactly.
But I'm more or less wanting to find out for the ladies at work because they're like little pets for them. You know, they feed them and everything.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that makes it even more dangerous when you feed them.
Yeah. I told them, I said, you shouldn't interfere with the wildness of them. But,
nope.
You know, now you can't win an argument against the female species. So... But I wanted to tell you, too, I have a complaint. A couple years ago, I won a CVS black powder gun from you guys.
CVA, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it has yet to shoot a deer for me.
Let me call CVA and see if they have a cure for that. Hold on. Let me look online and see. I'm going to put that question. CVA. Here's the problem right here.
What's that?
There's a loose nut behind the trigger.
Oh, my cousin told me that, and I didn't believe him, so I'll have to check that out.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Had a young lady that hunts the property I hunt in Cecil County, and she missed a deer. They're 30-30. She said, I don't know what's wrong with this gun. I said, okay. Would you take it and shoot it and see what you think? I said, sure. So I get the paper out, you know, and go down the range. Bam, first shot, bullseye. Bam, second shot, bullseye. Bam, third shot, bullseye. Or maybe it's boom. I don't know. Might have been boom, boom, boom. So I'm like, I can't find anything wrong with this gun. So I went back and I said, look, I think I know what's wrong with your gun. And I told her it was a loose nut behind the trigger. And she was not pleased. I think I showed her the target. But she, you know, she adjusted the loose nut and apparently was able to take some more deer with the gun without any additional adjustments. So other than the attitude. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. All right. Well, that's fine. Do you have a beautiful fireplace in your home that you never use? Yeah, we did too. I'm looking at it right now. It was just a hole in the wall. Surrounded by some bricks, it sucked the heat out of the room. You know, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. We had visited some other dealers, and we just found the service and the attitude at Backyard Billy's pleasing to us. They've provided us not only with the installation, but with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience, the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Now, this is the perfect time. The perfect time of year in the middle of summer in all this heat to own that new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, exit 44, and be ready for the coming, you know it's coming, cold weather. Now, visit BackyardBillies.com. Visit the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after the following messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel. Great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour.
I think it really does inform you and keeps you up to date.
Up to date.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him, and he
he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
All right, 410 WCBM 680. Vern, any callers on the line?
Right now, no. Nobody on the line.
Nobody on the line. I am very disappointed, but you know what? It's all right. It is all right. So we will, you know, be here in the next hour as well. So still giving away Fish and Tackle. The way to get in the Fish and Tackle contest, this next one is the end of August, and that will be for Rockfish gear, Rockfish Tackle Package, is to give us a call here, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. Leave your name and number with Vern, and he will record that. And then you go on the air with me and say hi, and we're more than glad to put your name in the contest. And at the end of the month, every name gets a corresponding number. The number is put into Robin's, you know, one through whatever, put into Robin's random generator on her phone. Number pops up. We call that name, and that's it. That's how you win. So. Oh, we have time for one more call. Come on, folks. You can do it. You can do it. One on the way, one in the wings. Good. Glad to hear that. Thank you for calling and rescuing me. So it's different here doing this by myself without Robin to, you know, interact a little bit. It's I miss her. I do. You know, we've been married, 30 or 40 years. But I still miss her. Well, it seems like it's been what? It'll be 4 coming up in December. 4 years. Next week, going to be interesting. We're going to attempt to broadcast from the Outer Banks, North Carolina, from the home we're staying in. Hopefully the Wi-Fi there is good. We're taking all the equipment with us. And hopefully be able to try that out as an experiment. And who knows how it's going to work. It might be one of those the show from my phone. It might be hey Chris, you're going to have to put a pre-recorded show in. We'll see how it works. We'll see how it works. So stand by for next week. That's going to be an adventure for both of us to figure out how to do that. So like I said, hopefully the home has a good Wi-Fi system and we'll be able to, you know, going down to the Outer Banks for a wedding. And on the beach next Sunday. So we'll be there Friday through Monday or Tuesday, I believe, and head back home. So looking forward to a little time off, that's for sure. Let's see. Laura, let's talk to Laura. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Living a dream.
There you go.
So what can I do for you?
Well, I was hoping to qualify for the contest.
Oh, you qualify.
We've been fishing on Assateague here lately and like to up our game with some extra fishing equipment.
I got you. Are you catching anything off the beach there?
My husband actually went last night with his friend. I had to work. I'm on my way to work, obviously. So he said he caught 4, but we didn't have a big conversation.
Four what?
What he caught.
Oh, you don't know what he caught?
No.
Caught 4 fish.
In the morning.
Yeah, I got it. Know?
But we hadn't been catching anything, so catching something is really good.
Better than nothing, that's for sure.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, hopefully you'll have something in the something filleted for you for dinner tonight. You never know.
Yeah, so, there you go.
So we're gonna take fishing rods along to the Outer Banks. We don't know if we're going to do any pier fishing or get a chance to go out on a boat. We have no idea. Number one, we don't have any idea what we're doing. So I know a few folks that fish down there, and I'll have to give them a jingle and see.
We went down two times and fished down at Buxton off the beach, OSB beach, and that's really nice down there.
Okay.
Catch pretty good stuff down there.
Cool. I think we're staying in Duck, so...
Okay.
You know, I'm pretty sure there's a couple of fishing piers around there and that type of thing, so.
Yeah. Well, you have a good time.
All right. Well, you enjoy your day at work today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Take care. Thanks for the call. All righty.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Shane in Farmville, Virginia.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
Okay. I have a couple questions. One question is about the, you're talking about the scared I get bit by that fly.
Yeah, it's a little midge, no see them.
Does the, just say if you shoot one 10 hours after, does the meat get infected? Or?
Well, you're not going to be able to shoot one 10 hours after. I mean, you could, but if you see, here, let's put it this way. Maryland Wildlife and Heritage Service does not recommend you consume any animal that appears to be affected. Well, and 10 hours later, you will be able to tell. The face.
I'm sorry. So what if it's 3 hours later? Or, you know, or does it take effect? Do they start to see symptoms that quickly? Or
I was just going to tell you that, yes. You'll see a swollen face. You'll see the deer acting lethargic. The deer may be wandering around, you know, approachable, that type of thing, you know, and have no fear of you. But
okay.
EHD affects the deer usually outside the hunting season, usually in August, okay, usually in late August, just prior to the archery season. And people going archery hunting will find fresh carcasses that have been killed. You know, if the farm or land isn't hunted until firearm season, you're going to find decomposing deer, usually along creeks or field edges or something like that. But if you see a deer that appears to be bewildered or sick, I would certainly, you know, if you feel the need to kill it, feel free to kill it. But, you know, by all means, tag it and don't consume it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
That now, a deer that has survived EHD will show signs like its hooves have sloughed off. There's slippage on the hooves. The black part of the hoof will start to slip or crack. And that's one indication. Swollen face is another indication that the deer has had EHD and survived. And some animals do, okay? So those animals are deemed safe to eat, but if you see symptoms like that and the other animal appears otherwise healthy, sure, go ahead. CWD should not be consumed.
So do they think that the ones that survive are going to produce a bloodline that is more
favorable? Perhaps. Perhaps, yeah.
Then I have one more question about living in Virginia. I'm not a hunter, but a lot of people use dog.
Right.
Are they allowed in Maryland? Or
not in Maryland. In Virginia, they are on some occasions, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Not in Maryland. Not allowed to pursue deer with dogs or bears or anything else.
Are they allowed to bring can they bring a skull and you guys measure it for your book, or is that only Maryland kills?
Well, it's Maryland's kills, but our guys are, most of them are national guys with Pope and Young Club killed with archery or found animals or, you know, if it's taken with archery tackle, Pope and Young. If it's big enough, Boone and Crockett. We have men that can enter the book, the animal in the record, those record books. So,
okay. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, check out our website, bucks-bears-stags.com.
Well, sir, thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And there's the exit music. And, well, this is usually Sparky's job, but I guess I'll have to say it today. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Stay cool.